Okay, let me. I want to share with you what I said. Shabbos, Parshas Vayechi. So at the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, Rashi asks, "Lama Parshas Ustuma? Why is this parsha clogged?" Meaning, between every parsha there is a space in the Sefer Torah. Between Parshas Vayigash and Parshas Vayechi, there is no space. So Rashi answers that Kivan Shemes Yaakov Avinu, that since Yaakov Avinu died, Nistame Einayim V'Livam Shal Yisrael Metzoras HaShibud, the eyes and the heart of an Yisrael were clogged as a result of the servitude. So we need to understand, why is it that specifically the eyes and the heart of an Yisrael were clogged as a result of the Shibud? And what connection does that have to the fact that in the Sefer Torah there is no room between one parsha and the other? Now Chazal tell us, Yaakov Avinu loymeis. Yaakov Avinu didn't die. So we need to understand what Chazal mean, because the Gemara itself asks, how can it be that he didn't die? It says that he was embalmed. Did they embalm a living person? Now, Chazal tell us, Ha'ayin roye v'halev chaymed, that the eye sees and the heart desires. That's how the human being works. The eye sees something and the heart desires what their eye sees. But according to this, we need to understand, why is it that the pasuk that we say at least twice a day, why do we say v'leisasuru? The pasuk says, "Do not follow v'leisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem, after your heart and after your eyes." The eyes precede the heart. The heart only desires what the eyes see. So the pasuk should have said v'leisasuru achrei einechem achrei levavchem. Why does the pasuk mention the heart before the eyes? If the heart only desires what the eye sees, it should have said, why does it say, v'lesesur achrei levavchem, v'achrei enechem? It should have said, v'lesesur achrei enechem, v'achrei levavchem. So, Parshas Vayigash, I was in Muncie for Shabbos Sheva Brachos of Yankee's daughter. So there was a Shabbos morning. There was a speaker, and he said a beautiful pshat in Parshas Vayigash. It says over there that Yosef revealed his identity to his brothers. He said, "Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef. Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive?" So the Medrash says on that pasuk, "Woe is to us for the day of judgment." And the Medrash goes on to say that the brothers, you see here that the brothers could not withstand the rebuke of their brother Yosef. How is it that when our day of judgment comes, how will we be able to withstand the rebuke of the Rabbeinu Shalala? And everyone asked the Kasha on the Medrash. We don't see any rebuke here. We don't see any rebuke in the Pasuk. All Yosef said was, "Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai." Where do we find that the brothers were rebuking, that Yosef was rebuking his brothers? The Pasuk says, when after Yosef revealed his identity, it says, the brothers couldn't answer him because they were so shocked from Nivlumi Panov, they were so shocked from his face. It should have said, Kinivlumi Menu, they were shocked from him. Why were they shocked Mipanov? Rashi, earlier in Parshas Miketz, when the brothers came to Mitzrayim, and it says that Yosef recognized his brothers, says the pasuk, but they did not recognize him. So Rashi explained the reason why they didn't recognize him is because when they sold him, he didn't have a beard yet. But now he already had a beard. But the kasha is, everyone asked the kasha, it's Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, on the Pasuk Eilah told us Yaakov Yosef, Rashi says that Yosef was a spitting image of his father. He looked exactly the same as Yaakov. If that's the case, then now that Yosef had a beard, he looked even more like his father. So they should have been able to look at Yosef now and see Yaakov. How is it that they didn't recognize him? And we find throughout Parshas Miketz that Yosef was constantly dropping hints to them that he's Yosef. And they weren't picking it up. They weren't picking up hints. It says that he sat them in order of their age. And the Pasuk says they were wondering how he knew. He put the money back into their sacks. How did they not pick up on these hints? And he answered that since the brothers refused to acknowledge that Yosef's dreams came true, they refused to acknowledge that it's possible that Yosef's dreams can possibly become true. They were so blinded by that assertion that they couldn't see the truth that was glaring at them in the face. That is the koyach, that is the power of negius. That is the power of being subjective, of being partial, that of having an agenda, is that even when the truth stares a person in the face, the person can't see it. It blinds a person. And Yosef kept on dropping hints to see maybe they'll see the truth. But they refused to see it because that would go against their belief that it cannot be that Yosef's dreams are true. And that's why when Yosef said to them, Ani Yosef, they couldn't answer him. Kinivlu mipanav. They were so shocked that they didn't recognize his face. How could we not have recognized his face? He looks exactly like Yaakov. How could we not have recognized him? They were so shocked at themselves that they didn't recognize his face. Of course it's Yosef. How didn't we see it? And on that, the Medrash says, Oy lanu miyoyim ha-din, oy lanu miyoyim ha-teichecha. Woe is to us on the day of Din, when the Rebbeinu Shleilam will show us how the truth was glaring in our faces, and we refused to see it. Because we had asserted that can't be true. We see it so many times. We only see it on others, though, unfortunately. That people can't see the glaring truth in front of their eyes. And the reason is because it's so subjective. And this, I believe, is why the Pasuk says, "V'leisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem." Don't follow your heart and your eyes, because really, the eyes will only see what the heart wants to see. Something that the heart doesn't want to see, the eyes won't see. So the heart comes first. And the Pasuk is warning us, don't follow your heart and your eyes. Don't allow your heart to blind your eyes. Approach life, approach Yiddishkeit, approach the Torah with open eyes, with an open heart. Don't approach the Torah, don't approach Yiddishkeit, don't approach Avodas Hashem with an agenda, with a closed heart, because then your eyes will be blinded. Go in with an open heart, with an open mind, and you'll be able to see the truth. Don't follow the assertion of your heart, which will cause your eyes to be blinded. Now Yaakov Avinu was the Amud HaTorah. He was the pillar of Torah. The three of us, as we know, are the three pillars upon which the world stands. Avraham is Gemilas Hasadam, Yitzchak is Avodah. Yaakov Avinu was Torah. And Yaakov Avinu is also the pillar of truth. As the Pasuk says, Titen Emes LeYaakov. So Yaakov represents Torah's Emes, the true Torah. To see it's approaching Torah with an open heart and open eyes to be able to see the truth of Torah. There are people that approach Torah, but they approach it with an agenda. They approach it with assertion. They approach it with preconceived notions, and it's impossible for them to see the truth in the Torah. As true as the Torah is, a person has to approach it with open eyes. If a person approaches the Torah blindly, it's impossible to see the truth. Yaakov represents the Amud HaTorah and the Amud HaEmes, because Yaakov Avinu approached the Torah with open heart and open eyes. But when Yaakov Avinu died, says Rashi, Nistimu einehem velibam shel Yisrael, the eyes and the heart of Bnei Yisrael were clogged, because they now approach Torah with their own agendas, with preconceived notions. And therefore, they just ended up seeing in Torah whatever they wanted to see. They didn't see the truth. And that's why there's no space between Vayigash and Vayichi, because Chazal tell us, what is the purpose of the blank space between Parshias? To give us room to be mizboinin bein parsha to parsha, to give us room to think between one parsha and the other, to learn something from what we've seen. But if a person approaches Torah with preconceived notions, if a person approaches Torah with their own agenda, they're not going to see the emes in the Torah. There's no need for a revach between parsha the parsha. There's no need for the space between one parsha and the other, because one's not going to see the emes anyway. So that the fact that there is no space, that represents that nistemu einehem velibam shel Yisrael. That represents the fact that the yid's heart is and eyes are clogged, and they're not seeing the emes in the Torah. So, and unfortunately, we see it, we see this all over the place. We see so many people that claim to be Lamed Torah, they claim to be Torah learners and Talmid Chachamim, and it's mind-boggling how they don't see the emes of the Torah glaring at them, and they just don't see it. They just, everybody finds in the Torah what they want to see. So Chazal were concerned that a person might just look around and say, you know, Yaakov Avinu is dead. There is no Torah's Emes anymore. Tell us Chazal, it's not true. Yaakov Avinu loimes. Torah's Emes is still alive. It's still accessible. If anyone wants to truly approach Torah with an open heart and open eyes, one can still do so. Yaakov Avinu Loimes. That what Yaakov Avinu represented, Toiras Emes, that is not, it's not dead. It's not gone. It's still accessible to anyone who wants to see it. So the Eibishter help them that we should be zoiche to approach Torah with an open heart and open eyes and to see only the Emes. And that Tzchus will be zoiche to the time that the Emes will be revealed to the entire world. V'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu Amen.